Let's go straight out to a Coors Stadium venue for the grand final this Sunday night. Michelle Bishop with her first sports update of the day, back from eating many sausages yesterday, blue and gold, and living to tell the story, which is good news. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. Bit chilly out here at the moment. It's only 12 degrees, but we're bumping in here at Acor. A hype of activity in the wet, unfortunately. There's trucks rolling in everywhere. Marquees going up. Merchandise being stocked. The kitchens underneath the stadium. I've actually just come from underneath there. Didn't get any reception, but they are very, very busy, obviously preparing menus for those corporate suites. So apparently there's a party here of around 80,000 guests on the weekend. Guys, 25,000 buckets of chips, 17,000 hot dogs, 12,000 pies. We love going through these figures. We do it every year. 150,000 cups of beer. They're getting all the temperates sort of correct with the taps. And 500 pallets of rum and Coke. We're in for one hell of a party. But yesterday, let's go through what they'll do today, guys. You've got the very special grand final luncheon that you guys will be, Voss, you'll be having the privilege there of hosting. So after that, Brad Arthur is going to completely ignore tradition. They're going back home to Kellyville, and they're going to go to their headquarters this afternoon, and they're going to have their captains run at around 5 o'clock this afternoon. Wet and slippery conditions, they're kind of predicting, given how much rain we've sort of had overnight. And the wind today is absolutely horrendous. Maybe they might benefit that under that high ball and get plenty of practice in for Nathan Cleary's kicks. But around 2,500 fans packed Martin Place yesterday. I was really dirty. The Penrith Panthers were booed. Massive boos for Dylan Edwards. Huge ones for the Clearys, but they copped it sweet. So it was mostly Eels supporters out there. Bit of criticism towards the NRL for not holding this presentation probably out in the West, given it is the Battle of the West. But then we went into the official press conference where we got to speak to the leaders and, of course, both coaches. And the question was posed to Brad Arthur while he was sitting next to Ivan Cleary. Remember, they're enemies at the moment. And it was all about, cast your mind back to about 2 years ago when you were asked for some advice on how to inject your son, Jake, into the NRL system. Let's take a listen to this.
It's private, but briefly, it was a tough decision to have, introduce my son into the team. Consulted with some players as well, but just thought I'd reach out to Ivan, and he was great just to give me a bit of advice around it. He'd been there before in terms of, coaching his son. They might, or they feel, but it's until you actually do it, you don't know, and why wouldn't I try and reach out and get a bit of advice? And, to be fair to both of these guys, they were excellent.
So I'm not sure whether I've set the scene there, but what an awkward question to be asking the enemy 2 days out from the biggest game of your life. He did handle it well, but he was lots of movement, lots of very uncomfortable. And actually, guys, I have to say to you, that was the one thing that I've been able to observe, and I'm not sure whether it is experience because the Panthers have been there and done it all before. But so relaxed, so chilled. Just before they went onto stage yesterday, all the media got to have a good old conversation, laughs, it was high-fiving, there was plenty of stuff going on, but the Parramatta Eels completely shut off, weren't allowed to interact. This just seems to be this real inner sanctum, closed-off mentality.
Oh, one area is that, remember? 0-1, celebrated Newcastle, all relaxed at the breakfast, laughing, having fun, Parramatta stiff as boards. Mm. And look what happened.
It's a little bit concerning. I worry.
You worry?
Here's a prediction
for you. I do worry
for
Para.
We've got a Friday foursome up and running, Michelle. This one here. Nathan Brown, sin bin. Wunga Blake, 3 drop balls. Jerome Luai to sledge everyone and Penrith to win an extra time. There's a Friday foursome for you.
Crystal ball.
Hey, Michelle, we've got a joke for you. Brandy and I have been giving our best material this morning, but one of our listeners has come on the hot dog. He says, morning, VB. And Michelle, what do you call a skydiving Greek?
No idea.
Condescending.
There
we go. Gets the mock carry on a seal of approval.
I like that.
Michelle.
It's all right for this time of morning.
Yeah, we'll get you back on at 7:45 and 8:45 this morning. Can't wait. Maybe some breaking news even.
Thanks, guys. I'm getting busy.
Good on you, Michelle. And we're doing celebrity fans, Vossie, and there's some Parramatta fans coming through. Rob Shahady, Mark Bosnich. Bozza is a tragic Eel fan.
Rob Shahady, Mark Bosnich. Well, that evens it up. At least they've got 4 alive people now against 4 alive. Takes a bit of pressure off Richie and John English. So we've got Benno, English, Sorrenti, Green Shahidi Bosnich.
Yeah, the Parramatta Dave from Altoon Gabby says, what about Simon Baker? Simon Baker's a Neil fan.
Simon Baker, wow. The mentalist, yep. Wasn't he? The mentalist?
Yeah, the mentalist. Yeah.
Well, that's handy.
Jeff Fennick.
Ooh,
Jeff Fennick got another boxer.
Now, David said... Is he a Rabbits fan? It's Jeff. It's Jeff. Yeah, I know he played for Parramatta.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, hang on. We'll work that one out. Yeah, we'll come back to that in a moment.
All right. Brandy may have a finance report shortly, but let's hope he doesn't. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.